We've had people texting in all morning about what has them up at 7 o'clock on Saturday. Boy, there sure is a long list here. We've got it's a lot of fun just to see the people's reaction, how they reach in and touch us like that. That's awesome.
They are, and they say they've been listening a long time, and most of them just say they like everything you talk about, so I think you're doing all right. Lots of good landscaping people. You know, people like the landscape. They like the landscape hour. They like the history, events, just about everything.
Kids' activities have them up. Truck driving has them up.
National, Uber,
someone from
taxi,
the National Guard texted in, said he's up and doing his duty, serving the country. So thank you for that.
Our friends at Coyote Odies are
the Coyote Odie Cookie Factory in Glendale.
In Glendale.
All right.
Yeah.
If you're in the Glendale area and you want the best darn cookie you're eating in your life, get into Coyote Odies right there at the in the city square there. So we're talking a little bit about what we've got coming up, and we again have another busy season coming up in our life when we're on the road next weekend. I'm really looking forward to being up at Superior. We'll be broadcasting live from the Boyce Thompson Arboretum, and one of my favorite places in Arizona. It's absolutely a beautiful place to hang out, and we're going to be there for the tree climbing contest.
There is such a thing.
Well, they got the trees to do it there, that's for sure.
They do, and it's the Arizona Community Tree Council's way of bringing a little competition and just public spotlight to the fact that there is a tree climbing industry of arborists and certified tree care professionals. And it's just something they do for fun. It's an opportunity. There's, if I remember correctly from last year when we covered it, I went up to Flagstaff. It was right there on NAU campus. And there's aerial rescue. There's speed rope climbing. There's speed tree climbing where you're actually using the trunk of the tree as well. They test on your ability to get the ropes up in the trees. It's pretty neat.
Will the public be able to watch that as well?
It is. It is a free event to the public. And most of the guys are, you know, a tree climber usually doesn't have gray hair, has all his teeth. I mean, these guys are young guys, and they're married, and they've got their kids out there, and it's a family event.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Now, our John Eisenhower, didn't he climb last year as well? Or was it that year before?
If I remember right.
I think it was a year before.
He's like the winner in the senior league.
Yeah. So, yeah, all ages.
So that'll be at Boyce Thompson. We're going to be broadcasting the entire program from there. So what we've decided to do is head up to Globe the night before. And, you know, I think Globe is one of those little overlooked pockets of Arizona in Gila County. We're going to be featuring Gila County the whole month of March. We've actually going to be staying someplace. I have a couple places in Globe I really, really like to stay. But we're staying at a new place. It's the old Nofsker Hill Schoolhouse.
A new old place.
It's a new old place. It's the Nofsker Hill Bed and Breakfast. And I have to tell you, I am not generally a bed and breakfast type person because I like my privacy. I don't like to be so close to the person next door to me. I can hear them snoring or talking or chatting or getting up and walking down the hall and whatnot. So I like areas of extreme privacy. This is an old schoolhouse. Every room that you rent out is the old classroom. It's like 400 square feet for every room. Now, this is my idea of a room. So I'm excited to see that. Nofsker Hill Inn in Globe, Arizona. So we'll be up there for the evening.
Globe is like Casa Grande. In the same sense, if you just stay on the main road and never turn off, you're going to miss the entire town.
You are. There's a lot of history in that part of this state, for sure. And we want you to see the state. And that's why we, along with Sanderson Ford, sponsor the Arizona Staycation, where you can go to rosieonthehouse.com. It's the only place in the world that you can register to win your customized staycation. We've got people on the road this weekend, don't we?
We got a call about 6 weeks ago from one of our winners trying to put together his package. And he said, you know, Jennifer, he said, I have a young daughter. She's 14 years old. And we need some bonding time. What do you suggest?
And oh, that's
like,
cool.
So we talked through some things. And he went back and talked to her. And he'd call back. And we talked through. Mm-hmm. So they settled on. Paul has taken his daughter Annie up to Sedona. On the way up, they'll stop at Camp Verde and see Out of Africa Wildlife Park. Of course, they'll see tons of beautiful Arizona scenery all along the way. And then they're going to stay at the Best Western Inn Plus of Sedona, which we love. The views there are amazing.
Some of the best in all of Sedona.
And waiting for them in their car will be a gift basket from Sphinx Date Ranch in Scottsdale. Now, you can go online. They have lots of good, just they specialize in fresh Arizona produce. They have dates and pecans, and they have Arizona wines. They have all kinds of Arizona candies, just kind of a unique little shop. It's fun to stop in. They make date milkshakes right on the spot, but you can also order online. Great idea for gift giving. So that's what's going on this weekend.
That's great. Paul and Annie on an Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford. Usually Sanderson Ford will email us and let us know what vehicle they picked up just so we can talk about it. Do we know in particular what vehicle Paul picked? You get to go to Sanderson Ford, and on their demo lot, you get to pick any car that's currently out there and take it. They give you the car for free. We fill it up with gas. We give you a gift card to cover your lodging and your meals. So it's your Arizona staycation. We have lodging partners located throughout Arizona, and that Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona is just one of our many partners.
I just found out what they did take. You're going to be a little jealous.
Yeah.
They're taking the Ford Mustang.
Oh, yeah.
I think this will be a trip Annie will remember. Good job, Paul.
Way to go, Paul. So y'all go ahead and register for Rosie on the House and Sanderson Ford Staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. Boy, kind of a peculiar week in history when you study and look it over both nationally and across the world.
Well, we just had Valentine's Day on the 14th, but do you know the history behind that? How it came, Valentine was a person, why it's supposed to be like the romantic.
No, I
thought Hallmark started it.
No, they capitalized on it, but they didn't start it. St. Valentine was actually a man sometime around 270 AD. They're not exactly sure when, where, what. And the current Roman ruler, Claudius the Cruel, was having a hard time getting people, men, into the military. And he thought, well, this has got to be because they're too close to their wives and their families. So he actually made it illegal to get married or have kids so he could recruit the men he needed for his armies. Well, St. Valentine didn't agree with that. Actually, he wasn't a saint yet. Valentine didn't agree with that and kept performing marriages in secret. When they found out, Claudius had him captured, thrown in jail, and later beheaded. Well, the legend has it, he wrote a farewell note to the jailer's daughter who he had befriended, and he signed off, "From your Valentine."
Wow, this day in history.
So a guy had to lose his head for Hallmark to be able to make millions on cards. How about that?
Oh, man.
One of the rougher starts to a holiday.
I have to say, I had never, ever heard that story on how Valentine's Day got started.
No. And fast forwarding into this century, this was kind of interesting. I didn't really think much of it. It was this day in 1986, just a short 30 years ago, that they announced they would tunnel, the Channel is what they call it, between France and Europe.
France and Britain.
Yeah. France and Paris. France and England. That, you know.
Yes.
That other world over there.
Yeah.
Well, what was interesting about that, plans had started for this tunnel by Napoleon back in 1802.
Wow.
That's a dream.
That's a
long
dreamer.
Time in the waiting.
Think about that. They didn't even have machines yet. You know, boring machines. Vermeer hadn't been invented yet.
That's right.
How was he going to dig that?
That's right.
Under the water. That's a visionary.
Wow.
Well, they finally finished it in 1994. It's 31 miles long. It goes from Folkestone, United Kingdom, to someplace in France. Could you read that?
Could you go in there? Could you go in that tunnel?
You know, I don't like to be in the ocean. I'm not an ocean guy. I don't mind looking at it from the beach. But I would sooner take a pirogue across the strait during a bad storm than be stuck in a little tunnel on a tram underneath.
I'm with you. Could you do it, Rosie?
No.
No.
No. I would not. I am not going to be a channel traveler. That's for sure.
Also this week, the Continental Congress votes to promote Thomas Mifflin, Arthur St. Clair, William Alexander, Lord Stirling, Adam Stuff, and Benjamin Lincoln. Now, none of that really sounds significant, and those aren't names you hear, but it created resentment. And someone that was kind of got his panties in a wad that these younger soldiers, younger ranking soldiers, got advanced over him. It wasn't necessarily an oversight on his ranking. It was just the states they were from, and they were trying to put a certain number of majors in each state. But Arnold did not see it that way.
Wasn't happy about that appointment,
nope.
Was he?
Got a little slight on that one. Also,
and he goes down in history.
Threatened to resign from the Patriot Army over it.
Jeff Davis becomes president of the Confederacy this week in 1861. And then, it's a bloody one. Back to another murder here. 1878 in Lincoln County, New Mexico, John Trunstall was murdered. And if he hadn't been murdered, we wouldn't know the name Billy the Kid. Now, Billy the Kid wasn't a murderer, but it was the murder of his boss, John Trunstall, that sent him on his vengeance killing spree.
Bob Bozbel does a lot on Billy the Kid in his magazines. It's just interesting, you know, and they have pictures of him and trying to a lot of lookalikes, I guess, at the time.
A short few years later, in 1885, Samuel Clemens publishes The Adventures of Huck Finn, known more commonly as Mark Twain.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. To this day, still one of my favorite authors of all time.
And then Thomas, do you know his middle name? Thomas Edison's middle name?
No.
Alva. I didn't know that one either.
No, I did not know that.
Wouldn't have guessed that one. Well, he is awarded patent number 200,521 for the phonogram, the first piece of equipment to both record and playback sound.
In 1878.
I wonder what he would think about today's music, digital music.
He may not have ever gone to the patent office.
Yeah, right.
And it was this day, actually yesterday, February 19th, 1945. You were talking about what you were doing on a Saturday morning. How would you like to be one of the Marines that invaded Iwo Jima? Early morning under fire of seven Japanese brigades and artillery.
Oh, man. This day in history, right here, as reported.
The invasion started, took another 4 days to take over the island.
Oh, man. So Valentine's Day got started by a beheading. That's a factoid you just would not have wanted to make it through the rest of the day without knowing, right? You're going to ban marriages so your soldiers don't get...
homesick.
Homesick.
Take away the home. There's nothing to be homesick for. Okay.
I'll never think of Valentine's the same.
I'll never think of Valentine's quite the same way ever again. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to be back after this short break. Y'all stay tuned. We got a great show lined up for y'all all morning long.